Young people, when you opened your present this morning, the one you showed at the front, I wonder what your response to it was. Was it joy? Was it excitement? Was it thanksgiving? Was it gladness? I wonder what your response was. Over this Christmas period, we have been thinking about different people's responses to the birth of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Where was he born? In Bethlehem. In Bethlehem's stable, in this little place that you can see on the screen behind me. We've already thought this Christmas about the response of the angels in heaven, the response of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the response of King Herod. This morning, just for a few moments, we're going to be thinking about the response of the chief priests and teachers of the law, the Jewish religious authorities. We've got a picture of them. I think they would have looked something like this. Now, if there was one group of people that you would have expected to make their way to Bethlehem in order to welcome God's Messiah and to receive him as their King and Savior, it's these men, isn't it? These were the men who knew the Scriptures. These were the men who taught the people from the Scriptures. They had a wonderful opportunity, didn't they, to go and see him. Let's have the next slide. A wonderful opportunity to go and see him. Remember the magi, or the wise men, arrived in Bethlehem having followed the star for however many miles it was. And when they got to Jerusalem, they began asking the question where the one who had been born King of the Jews was to be found. Herod heard what they had to say and was disturbed. But I think we can be confident that the chief priests and the teachers of the law also heard. And of course, these men knew exactly where the one promised was to be born. They told Herod. What do we read in Matthew chapter 2, verse 5 and 6? In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. They learned from the wise men, or from the magi, that the promised Messiah had been born. They knew where he had been born. And they had every opportunity, didn't they, to go and to welcome God's Messiah into the world. I don't know whether you can see the little picture on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. It's a little map, and it just shows how close Bethlehem was to Jerusalem. Only 5 miles away. That's not very far, is it? And they could so easily have got on their donkeys or their camels or whatever it was that they rode, and they would have been there in no time. But it seems that they didn't go. And so we asked the question this morning, why? Why didn't they go? And I think that as we read on into the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, We see why it was that they didn't go. You see, these men weren't really interested in God and his son Jesus. You say, really? These religious Jewish men weren't interested in God and his son Jesus? Didn't they talk about God all the time? Yes, they did. Didn't they read the scriptures every Sabbath? Yes, they did. Didn't they pray? Didn't they do all the sorts of things that religious people do? Yes. But I would still want to argue that they weren't interested in God or his son Jesus. I would argue that what they were interested in was themselves. We've got another picture to put up of them. There you can see them in the background. They loved to wear these fancy looking robes. Why? Well, because it made them look impressive. It made them look as if they were men of authority. You see, they loved position. They loved to exercise authority over the ordinary people. They loved to win the praise of men for themselves. Life, it seems, was really about them. And not about God, not about Jesus, despite all their religious activity. We could just stop there for a moment, couldn't we, and just note the fact that there are lots of religious people who talk about God and Jesus who don't actually love God and his Son. I wonder this morning whether we can identify with the chief priests and teachers of the law. I'd be surprised if we can't identify with them. For 18 years of my life, for the first 18 years of my life, I think I lived essentially for myself. For myself. And it wasn't until Jesus humbled me around the age of 18 that I began to learn that I needed to live for him. He began to teach me to live for him. He's still teaching me to live for him. I'm still a work in progress. I haven't got this whole Christian thing sorted out in my own life. But here were these men who were fundamentally interested in themselves, not in God, not in Jesus. But having said this about the chief priests and teachers of the law, there were some exceptions. For example, Nicodemus. We've got a picture of Nicodemus. Do you remember Nicodemus? He was an important religious figure. And he came to Jesus one night in order to ask Jesus some questions. Why did he come to Jesus at night? I think it was because he didn't want all his mates, all his religious friends, knowing that he was talking to such a one. And as we read on into John's Gospel, we see that Nicodemus helped Joseph of Arimathea bury the body of Jesus in the tomb. And it seems that this religious leader was one who received the Lord Jesus as his King and Saviour. But you know, I think it's really sad that the chief priests and teachers of the law didn't hurry off to Bethlehem in order to welcome, to receive Jesus as their King and Saviour. You see, in John chapter 1 and verse 12, and these words will be put on the screen in front of us. This verse says this: to all who did receive him, that is Jesus. To those who believed or trusted in his name, that is his person, he gave the right to become children of God. It's interesting, as we read the Gospel of John, I think it's the Gospel of John, that Jesus said to the religious authorities in his day that their father was not God. On the contrary, it was Satan. They were really shocked by that, startled by that. They didn't know what to make of that. But Jesus spoke the truth. You see, if we would become a child of God and dwell with God for all eternity, excuse me, we must receive Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right or the authority to become children of God. Mary received the Lord Jesus. Others received him, such as the Magi. But Herod didn't. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law, it seems, didn't, at least not at this time. But what about you? What's your response to the birth of Jesus? Will you receive him as your King and as your Saviour at this Christmas time? Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we are saddened by the response of the chief priests and teachers of the law to the Lord Jesus. Why didn't they go? What a wonderful opportunity they had. They could so easily have followed the Magi or the wise men and worshipped him as they did. But clearly they chose not to. Oh, how we pray at this Christmas time that we might be those who are given grace to receive the Lord Jesus for who he is, Saviour and King of needy sinners, in order that we might become children of the living God. Hear our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.